Here, now the Mishnah says, on top of Daf Samach Gimel Amral, the Mishnah says, Hoi mer hare yolai b'machavas. Somebody says he has a chiv to bring a minchas machavas. So lo yavi b'macheshesh, now let her bring it in a macheshes, in a deep pen. But macheshes, if you say you want to bring the mincha in a macheshes, a deep pen, is lo yavi b'machavas, now let her bring it in a frying pan. Now the Mishnah explains clearly, what's the difference? Elisha macheshes yes lo kisei. A macheshes, a deep pen, has a cover to it. For a machavas ain't lo kisei, and a machavas doesn't have a cover. That's the difference. These are the words of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Leiner. No, there's another difference. That macheshes amuko umaiser rechashim. A macheshes is a deep pen. Since it's deeper, therefore rechashim means the minch inside is very soft, because you can put a lot of shemen inside it, since the kli is deep, and therefore it looks as if it's like shape moving around. So that's what's called a maaser. Rechashim means it's a softer bread, a mincha. O machavas, that's a frying pan, that's tougher, that's more or less floating on top, because it's not so deep, the pan. And therefore, o maaser koshim, therefore, the mincha that comes out from a machavas is harder. The dough is more harder. Shmuel says now, my time with Rabbi Yosi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yosi? That he says the macheshes has a cover to it, and the machavas doesn't have a cover to it. Then, if you want to tell me, macheshes means the asiya harechush yalev. It becomes because of the hidden thoughts you have in your life. That's this kapara. Rashi says, Shudav Mechusa, something that's hidden inside you. If so, Lefikach, therefore, Maaseh Mechusa, and also it's covered up. O Machavas, boy, Rashi says, Amachusha Yateh, Lashon Nivui, Shubagoli, that Lashon Nivui, like what you speak out. So first of all, the Gemara says again, the Macheshe says, the Asiya comes, Amachusha Leif, for the bad thoughts you had in your mind, in your heart. Because I see the Pasuk says, Rochash Libi Dovatev, like in my heart, I had a hearer, Avera. Well, the Kirat here, it's, the Pasuk is, Rocha Shalibadot, I thought in my heart something good. But it means, you're thinking in your heart. But by this, Macheshes, it comes, Rashi says, for Rechush Yalev means, Hira Ravera. So therefore, Macheshes has to be covered, just like the thoughts in your heart are covered. Or Machavas, this frying pan that has no cover, the Yasya Mechuvia Pes, coming for what you speak out with your mouth, like Rechilas, Rashi says. Because the Yamishra, people say, Menavach Mevuchi, that people speak out with their mouth. So, maybe that's why this has to be open, because what comes out of your mouth is opened. So Moses says, no, ain't I can say just the opposite, ain't Mivcha. Machavas means the Yossi, a Machuve Halev. Maybe Machavas comes from Machuve Halev, hidden things in your heart. The Chassid is a passage that says, Loma Nechbeisa Levreyach, so Mashma is something that's hidden. And maybe Macheshis means the Yasa Rechushay, it comes from what you speak out. Because the Amisha people say, have a Merachshin Tisaisov, that his lips were moving. So the Kitzah Macheshes could also go upon speaking out, so it would also be something uncovered. So as Rabbi Yosi know to say, that the Macheshes has a cover on it, and the Machavas doesn't. So when I said, Enechlem, Yele Gemolah Gemilah, you have to say it's a Lachal Moshim Sinai. And he had a Kabbalah, that this has a cover and this does not. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he says the difference between a machavas is a frying pan, the macheshes is deep. Macheshes amuka, how do you know that? How do you know the macheshes is deep? The Chassid says, v'chol nasa b'macheshes. So it says, mashna b'macheshes. Rashi says, mashna b'tochi, inside it. Alma yesh la toich, you see it's a little bit deep, it has depth to it. So that's macheshes, the process of v'chol nasa b'macheshes. Machabas itself, I don't know what to say, machabas like a frying pan, is not so deep, it's like flat, more dechsiv, it says, v'yal machabas. Rashi says, mash mole on top of it, v'loy b'teichoy. The yein lo teich, it has no teich. It's only a flat pan. So that's the svar from Chanina ben Gamliel. Tell him about a word like this. Beisham yom says, hoy merei alay macheshes. Somebody says, I want to bring a macheshes. So, yehei munach, Achiyavi Eliyahu. The korban has to be munach. We don't know what to do until Eliyahu when the other comes. Why? Misafku, because Beshami has a suffix. Iyal shum kli mikro, is it called upon the kli? Or yal shum maseim, is it going after the maseim? So Rashi says, Emilele macheshes, delayomar, he didn't say b'macheshes. He just said a rare like macheshes. So Yemuna Rezes Aned, Rachel Yo, Mithapkuloi, Iyal shem kliin mikro machavas, or macheshes, Sheesh kli sheshmoy machavas, Sheesh kli sheshmoy macheshes, is that what he meant to say? Or yal shem maseim mikro, Shezuma said, where Shem 1 is like, we said when it's baking, it's shaking a lot. Shezuma said, question is very hard. Hilka Higla Meimo, Mincha Neder, you say meant to bring a Mincha. Higla Meimo, where it's not a Mincha. And the Klishoas Atzmoy, maybe meant to Mechaid himself to bring the Klishoas to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Shalom, what did he mean to say? So according to Beis Shammah, if somebody says a Rai Yalai, Macheshes, it's a self of what he meant. Either he has to bring this type of a kli to the Beis Hamikdash, or this type of a mincha. So according to the Beis Shammah, it's a suffix.
Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side.
Yes, according to the Beis Shammah, it's a suffix. What the person means when he says such a lashon of a rei alai, ma'acheshes, what does it mean to say? Does it mean to say the kli, or does it mean to say the ma'aseihim? However, Beis Silla and Mesilla says, Kli hoya b'mikdash u'macheshes shmoi. There was a kli in the Beis Hamikdash that was called macheshes. Perdoyma kamin kalbus omuk. It was like a deep kalbus. It's a deep type of a mold. Rashi says kalbus is shem kli. Also came machava shalonu. V'hadoifim b'yemtzoyis kalfei pinim kazer. The inside, it's a deep type of a mold that has this kli. Now, when you put dough inside it, HaBrosayim is to the apple of HaBrosayim, or Kemin Bluti HaYivonim, was a type of nuts from Yivonim. That's what the dough looks like. And the Yom also says that V'chol Nasa B'Macheshes V'Yamachavas. Also the Pesach says what's made on a Machavas, or V'chol Nasa Bim in a Macheshes. Rosh v'yal machavas. Amo, what do we see? Shem shum hakelim nikro. V'lo yal shum ma'aseho. That's called upon the kli and not upon the action, what's happening into it. So if according to Beis Hillel, it's treated the person to be mechayiv himself, this type of a kli. Rashi says, Amo midoch iksiv v'macheshes v'och iksiv al machavas shamin al shem kli nikro. There's utsof of the zu amuka. So according to Beis Hillel, if somebody would say this lashon of Harei Yalai, Macheshes, he would mean to mechayv himself to bring this type of a kli to the Beis Hamikdash. This type of a kli shows. Now the Mishnah says, Hoimer, somebody says, Harei Yalai v'tanur, it's upon me to bring a mincha that's baked in the oven. So Lochri is, Lo Yovi Mafe Kupach. He cannot bring bread that was baked in a kupach. That's a small kira. It only has a mokum to put one pot there. And the Tana will see has to be at least a place to put two pots. Or Ma'afer Rofim. Or else he cannot bring something that was baked upon Rofim. That's like on top of bricks. Or else like tiles. He cannot bring something that was baked on top of tiles. Or else, Or Ma'afer Yoris Horabiyim. Or else he cannot bring like something baked on the fireplace of the Arabs. That's also not called a tanner. Rabbi Yudah says, Im rotza yovi mafa kupach. He has no, even though you mechayv yourself to bring a tanner, something baked in an oven, but a kupach, that's like a smaller tanner, it's also called an oven. That's also called a tanner. What's going to be, haray yolai minchas mafem? Somebody says, I want to bring a mincha that was baked. It doesn't say betanner, it just says mafa. So then, lo yovi machatza chalis, or machatza rekikla, we had before for a papa, we said this over, that you cannot bring five of them chalis and five of them rekikim. You have to bring 10 chalis, and all 10 have to be the same, either chalis or else rekikim. We have Bishimin Mat, and Bishimin says, no, you can bring 5 and 5. But Vneshu korban echot, since there's one korban, therefore this one korban could be made both from chalis and from rekikim. But both of them say in the parasha, minchas mafetaner. So therefore, they're both like one korban. You could bring 5 and 5 if you want. The other Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan." Look at a price like this: Master Tanner, somebody said to bring some the mincha that's baked in an oven. Master Tanner, that means filet mafa kupach, and that's something that's baked like in a stove. Or else filet mafa rough, and that's something that's baked on top of tiles. Filet mafa yeres arboyim, and that mincha that's baked on the fireplace of an Arab. Rav Yehuda Yehuda says Tanner Tanner shnei pamim. Yehuda says no, it says the word Tanner twice in the Pasha. Says the word Tana Tana, and therefore Rashi says Vein Rivo Yacharu Biel Lamayit. So one says in Vayikra by a korban mincha ma'afet Tana, or b'tzava sarang siv v'chol ha'mincha asher tiyofa b'tana. Skita says the word Tana Tana twice. So if Yehuda holds shnei pomim lahach she ma'afet kupach, that even a kupach is also good. That's also called a Tana. Lav dafka Tana, but it means even a kupach is also good. So the Bach changes the gears in Rashi at the beginning and says should be that V'ein Miyut Achamiyut Ola Rabbis. That's the pshat. It says twice the word Tano, so it's Ein Ribuy Acharibuy. It's Ein Miyut Achamiyut Ola Rabbis. That's what Rashi means to say. So that's the Yudas Rosha that says twice the word Tano to be Mabri, even a Kupach that Gestol. That's also good. We have Shimon Eimer Tano Tano Shnei Tom. It says it twice. So he dashes that it's not extra, but rather just teach us that echot shetayach yosem betanum. One teaches us that the baking has to be done betanum. The echot shehakdeshin betanum, that the tana should also be a klisharis, it should receive its kedusha in betanum. So what's the question? The meister of Shimon Haiswas, the true Rabbi Shimon, hold this that the mincha gets its kedusha in betanum. The yatsnan we learned Rabbi Shimon Aimer liyolam every rogul aimer. That shtei halechem lechem aponim ksheres biyazoro ulksheres bebeis pagi. It was kosher to be done in the Azor and the Beis Hamidrash, and was also kosher to be done in Beis Pagi. Rashi says that means chutz lechem lazor, outside the chemis yazoro. So now the question is, if you tell me that the Tanner is mekadeshit, it should have a psul yetzei. So, if you get to make it in base pocket, it's outside the chaymus of Yerushalayim, so why isn't it a psul yetzei? On my Rav, says, rather, Rav Shimon means like this, Eimeshe hagdeshon l'shum tanu, that the hagdesh should be l'shum tanu, means, kishi kadishenu l'solis, Yemeshe say like this, amanas la'foyse betanu, ani magdisha, am bimagdishit now amanas, to bake it in the tanu, v'enach na minata the kedusha comes, Bishaf Yafi in the Tana. Then it says the Mishnah, Hare Yolai Minchas Mafe is Lo Yafi Machse. Tanakama says you cannot bring half Chalos and half Rakikim. And Rav Shimon is Matir. So it sounds like this, Tana Rabbanan. Vechi Sakriv means Kishetakriv Lasis Dvar Rishus. Korban is Mincha. So the Pesach really says Vechi Sakriv Korban Minchas Mafra Tanu. So Dasha now the Chisakrav means Kishatakrav Lasis means Dvar Rishus means it's up to you. There's no chayva to do it. Rashi says Kleima Dvar is there Rishusu. V'loi chayva Shim lo yirtz lo yakrav mincha. You don't have to bring the mincha. Then the Pasuk says Korban Mincha, like it says Chisakrav Korban Mincha. So the Pasuk says Korban Mincha. Omer Rav Yehuda Minayin, how do we know to say Minchas Mafem? Somebody says he has a chi, he puts upon himself to bring a Minchas Mafem. That Shalayovi Machts Chalas and Machts Rakikim. You cannot bring half of it Chalas and half of it wafers Rakikim. Talmud Lema, there's the post that says over here, Korban Mincha means Korban Echudamat Lechot. It's only one Korban, no thing has to be the same type. But Veloy Shnai Meshloy Shikabon, it can't be two or three. It all has to be the same way. Omala Rabbi Shimon.